WBSM presents Brian's Beat with Brian Thomas, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, Brian Thomas.
That's me. Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hope things are going well for you. It's dark. We've got the Celtics home opener tonight. We've got the Celtics opener, never mind the home opener. Bruins, they played last night. We've got the World Series starting on Friday. It is that time of year. Little on the chilly side today, but all in all, not too bad. And now it's Brian's Beat time. It's getting dark. Welcome to October 22nd. It's Wednesday. You know, on this date back in 1836, some guy by the name of Sam Houston was inaugurated as the first president of the Republic of Texas. And you're thinking, president, Republic of Texas? Yep, they were a republic. In fact, you hear many people from Texas like to call themselves, they're from the Republic of Texas. Back when it was the Republic of Texas, it wasn't a state. It was a slave-holding territory, and Sam Houston was a slave owner. However, many of Sam Houston's votes, whether in Texas as president and then later as governor, and then as he moved into the U.S. Senate because he was voted in by the Texas House of Representatives, he pretty much voted against everything dealing with slavery. He owned slaves, but he voted against the expansion of slavery. He voted against bounty hunters coming into the state of Texas to try to find runaway slaves. Complicated man. Sam Houston. Got a city named after himself, one of the larger cities in the United States of America. Okay, the Brian's Beat quote of the day. Of all the roles I've played, none has been as fulfilling as being a mother. Of all the roles I've played, none has been as fulfilling as being a mother. I've heard many women say the same. That quote is from Annette Funicello. You might remember her from the Mickey Mouse Club. Mm-hmm. I don't ever recall, and please correct me if you know of this happening. I don't ever recall any of our quotes being something similar, except ending, none has been as fulfilling as being a father. It's always about the mother. Nothing against the mother, I'm just saying, it's always about the mother. Of all the roles I played, me, the most fulfilling has been as a father. Are there any other men? You know, I know you're listening. Maybe we don't brag about it enough. But I think deep down inside, we know. And maybe that's part of the problem. We don't express ourselves as well as women do. All right, fair enough. But I'm willing to bet I'm not the only guy out here who thinks of all the different roles that we've played, whether it's as a talk show host or plumber, whatever the case may be, that your most fulfilling role has been the father who changed the diapers, who made the meals, who picked the kids up and dropped them. Look, fathers do it. most fathers do it. Okay, 508-996-0500. I have been listening to ABC News. I have been watching news on the television. The only place I actually saw this story, and I saw it live, and I'm telling you, I saw it live, and I can't tell you everything that happened, but the International Court of Justice, they are a wing of the United Nations. The International Court of Justice, they met today, and they came out with a plethora of statements condemning Israel on its handling of the aid and in general their practices dealing with the Gazans. Most of the votes were unanimous. If it wasn't unanimous, it was 10 to 1. I don't know if they being the ICJ, if they leveled any sanctions or anything like that, but they did. I mean, I'm listening to the, I guess he was the Chief Justice. I'm not sure if he was Korean, Chinese, Japanese, whatever. He was reading and it, you know, after a while it got a little hard on the ears. And so I didn't pay close enough attention to everything that he was saying, but whether it dealt with food, whether it dealt with UNRWA, or anything that Israel was supposedly responsible for, they ruled that Israel did a poor job. That's going to be my easy word of doing it, and condemned for their lack of judgment. Let's call it that. 508-996-0500. I just wanted to mention that it was a pretty huge conference. People in the audience, justices sitting there. I can't tell you how long the whole thing went. It at least 30 minutes while I was watching. I don't know how much I missed at the beginning. And then when everything was said and done, the audience stood up, the justices got up, and they marched out, went into whatever cloakroom that they went into. But it was impressive, not so much what they said, but impressive to watch something like this go on. I have no idea if there's anything that the ICJ can turn around and do. Look, there are already warrants out for Netanyahu and a few other people, not only from Israel, but there are also a couple of warrants out for people on the Hamas side. And I think one of them is actually dead now from Hamas. So it should be interesting, especially when President Trump last week was it last week? Yeah, I think last week was in the Knesset trying to get a pardon for Bibi Netanyahu. What I do want to get into today, because we're getting closer and closer to the deadline. The deadline is actually coming up on Monday. So today is Wednesday, so we're 5 days away. What's this deadline for? The deadline is for the federal government shutdown to come to an end. To come to an end. Because according to the Agricultural Department, Washington, D.C., if the shutdown does not end by Monday, the 27th, I'm just going to read the way it is for you. The Department of Agriculture sent out a letter to state agencies in charge of food stamps. The letter states there will not be enough funds to pay November's SNAP program if the government shutdown continues past October 27. This is me now. That's next Monday. I've been asking, what happens if people don't get their food stamps next month? I put up a post on my Facebook. A lot of people have been responding to it. But it begs the question, and I want to send it out to you also, because we're getting closer and closer. Does that mean that it's incumbent upon the Democrats in the U.S. Senate to bow down and say, well, we can't have people go without their food stamps? Does it mean that the Republicans in the U.S. Senate compromise and make some changes? I don't see them doing that. I don't see Donald Trump letting the Republicans in the U.S. Senate do that. That's the kind of control Trump has over them. So then, what happens to the millions, about 42 million people in this country who regularly receive food stamps? What do you expect them to do? Here in the Commonwealth, we have more than a million people that are on food stamps. You may hear me interchange food stamps and SNAP. They are the same. I just think that people understand food stamps a lot easier. So what do you expect the people to do? And I did ask some folks, going to give you an idea of what they stated. Joan, a lot of Trump voters will go hungry. Charles, I certainly hope that situation does not play out. Leon, a lot of people who thought, not them, will learn, yes, you too. Then this guy Marshall, I had to clean it up a little bit. You effing people are delusional. Cross section. Governor Healey, well, Governor Healey is being Governor Healey. Here's what she said. Donald Trump is the first president in U.S. history to cut off SNAP benefits to people in America. So as of the end of next week, SNAP benefits are going to be frozen. They go away. And that affects millions and millions of people in America and certainly in Massachusetts. We're currently evaluating what we can do. Obviously, it's a time to give as much as you can to our food pantries, who do a wonderful job. I'll be meeting with my anti-hunger strike force that I stood up with a while ago to talk more with them about what we can do to feed families here. But it's unbelievable. That's what Governor Healey stated. Unbelievable. And I guess here's one that I missed. Did you know that here in the Commonwealth, we even have an anti-hunger strike force that the governor put together? An anti-hunger strike force. What does that mean? When I hear strike force, I'm thinking, all right, they're like a military group, like the SEALs, and they just kind of pounce in, go do their job, and come out. Is that what this anti-hunger strike force is all about? I'm not surprised, but I did not know that President Trump is the first president to cut off SNAP benefits to people here in the Commonwealth, in Massachusetts, which would also include the Commonwealth. The update on that is the first president to do it under a government shutdown. Your thoughts, 508-996-0500. Good evening.
Good evening, Brian.
Hi.
Hi. Anyway, well, if he doesn't cut for the babies that have WIC, you know, the little ones that need that desperately, and also there's plenty of food in the pantries, like they said, some people get to be hogs. If that's the case, then they're going to have to limit them to just so much each person that comes in. And they do have a lot of those breakfasts, and they do. Did you ever see the one at the Market Ministries and a lunch, too?
I don't even know what Market Ministries is.
Well, it's downtown, and they put on a better breakfast than you could pay for, me and you, and go to a brunch somewhere. So,
really?
I mean, yeah, and it's from A to Z, and it's beautiful. They have bacon, sausage, eggs, home fries, everything, you name it. It's their bagels, toast, juices.
Really?
So, you know what? We're not ever going to starve in America. And really, we have an obesity epidemic, a diabetes epidemic. Everybody's on that needle now. And, well, it is what it is. But I can't see him making that White House the way he's doing that. I mean, and just overriding himself on without going through the right roads to get there. You know, he just wants to go do it and start demolishing things.
You're talking about the East Wing project?
Yeah, I can't see that.
It's not taxpayer money.
Well, we hope not. We don't know. They lie so much.
Hmm.
Are the figures in front of us and where it's coming from?
I don't know. You're right. They do lie a lot, but I think in this particular case, there would be somebody easily coming out and saying, no, that this is really government money. That's just a guess on my part.
I don't know. He's just a control freak. Like, he has to have, he's got to go around in there and start changing that all around. You know what I mean? What other president ever acted that way? I mean, it's ridiculous.
There are quite a few. He's not the first. Yeah, Obama put in a basketball court over a tennis court.
Yeah, but that's not breaking down the whole building. And they said it's going to look not right because it's bigger than square feet than the White House is or something. Mm-hmm. It's not going to look right. I just don't like his style.
I can agree with you on that. I don't like the guy's style. But he wouldn't be the first. And other presidents have done stuff to the interior. I forgot which one it was, actually did the Oval Office. I mean, there was no Oval Office at a particular time. There was no second floor at a given time. That was added by yet another president.
But, Brian, you know, there's going to be people that are going to go crazy about this EBT stuff because they just thrive on it, and they'll be rioting, and they'll be doing all kinds of crazy stuff because, you know, they're just so into getting that EBT. So, but there is other ways that they can eat. And, you know, you can go without food for quite a while. It's water that you need.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do appreciate it. 508-996-0500. That's how you get onto the program today. So the question is, and I'm looking at it from maybe a different angle, because deep down, and I could easily be wrong, wouldn't be the first, I won't be the last, I just get the feeling that the administration, so in other words, the executive branch, they're looking for any reason to introduce the Insurrection Act so the president can take over, maybe declare marshmallow law, as I like to call it, and it's not fun, so he can do as he wishes. I think he believes that he's going to get his way, and the Supreme Court might rule in his favor when it comes to the National Guard in some of these cities. But I think he's worried about what's going to happen in the 2026 election. And sometimes, whether he's telling you the truth or whether he is just speaking off the cuff, I still remember that line You know, if you vote for me this time, you will never have to worry about voting again. Now, he may have been joking around, but there are people like yours truly who don't take that as a joke. And knowing the person who is occupying that master bedroom, it has to make you wonder. Makes me wonder. What else do we have here? A spokesperson for Governor Healey. Donald Trump and the Republican shutdown have put people's SNAP benefits at significant risk. We are monitoring for impacts and will have more information to share soon. Monitoring for impacts. What are you monitoring? I'm sure you've got an express pipeline to the Capitol. They'll let you know if there's going to be any change. And I suppose the president could try to find some money. I'd like to believe that there's money somewhere. But I have mentioned this before, and I can't help but have it keep on popping back centerfold to my head. We're $36, $38 trillion in debt. Could it be that we don't have the billions of dollars to take care of food stamps? I say billion, you know, Massachusetts gets more than $2 billion, almost $3 billion a year in SNAP benefits for everybody. There's 1.1 million people in the Commonwealth that are on SNAP. They get X amount of dollars each and every month. Texter says there is not plenty of food in the pantries from what these places are telling us. I don't know. I see lines at food pantries. The one on Purchase Street by the New Bedford Hotel. See people, you know, standing in long lines for hours waiting to get food. I don't know how much food they come out with. I know that there's a food line over at the YMCA. Again, I've seen people standing there waiting to collect food or getting out of their cars or waiting for somebody to put food into their cars. But I don't know how much food they get, how much is needed. I know the governor is requesting that people go to the food bank and give if you've got something to give. But at this particular, seriously now, at this particular time, when food prices are going up, I speak from experience. I go into two different Stop and Shops every week. I go into Market Basket almost every week. I go into, what's the other store that I go into? Shaw's. Thank you. Thank me. Yes. And I go into Shaw's twice a week. And I'm looking at food prices. I'm looking at organics. I'm looking at the things that I get on a regular basis. And damn, if those prices are creeping up. I am big on because I am making sure that I don't come back with diabetes. I am big on organic vegetables and fruits. And in particular, the blueberries and the blackberries, which, yeah, okay, yes, I know they've got sugar, but my doctor says that because they're so high in antioxidants that they're okay. Well, they are okay except for one thing. They're costing me a buck or two more now than they did back in August. Yeah. Now, you might say, well, it's out of season. Well, okay, it's out of season. But last year, when it was out of season, the prices were at least competitive or where they were before. So I have a hard time buying that. No, I don't mean the fruits. I have to buy them in order to have a good meal or to have them with my sorbet. My sorbet is the same price. 508-996-0500. 42 million people nationwide receive monthly food stamps. The Food Stamp SNAP program is the largest anti-hunger program in the country. Whew. This is something. So I'm wondering, are people going to take to the streets? You know, I 1.1 million people here in the Commonwealth out of what? Seven plus million people that live here. 15, more than 15% of the people that live in Massachusetts are food stamp recipients. 15%, not a small number. It's not a majority, but it doesn't need to be. 15%. Now, to give you an idea, that 15% is larger than the nationwide percentage. Nationwide percentage is somewhere around 12.2%. Massachusetts, 15.6% of our population is on food stamps. And we're supposed to be one of the wealthier states in the union. We are big on medical technology, high technology, real estate, banking, insurance. We supposedly do a lot of things great here, and we pay people pretty darn well. And yet 15%, actually more than 15% of the population is on food stamps. And part of that could be because real estate prices, rental prices are so high that people are paying so much in rent that they can't afford their groceries. People are stuck paying health insurance. Didn't we talk about that last night? Health insurance premiums going right through the roof. And people, you know, you take those two right there, rent, health insurance premiums, never mind the deductibles and all that other stuff. Just take those two right there. How much of your paycheck is eaten up before you can even buy food to eat? And so, Governor Healey, look, I think she means well. In this particular case, not a Healey fan, but I think she means well when she is asking us to give to the food pantries, because chances are they might need it. I don't know how all of this is going to play out. I do know that as of right now, as I speak to you, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts does not have the money to pay the SNAP benefits that the federal government doesn't give its $240 million that it gives every month. If that money's not there, Governor Healey is already saying the program is going to be shut down. Shut down. And so she's trying to figure out some other way to do it. I don't know how she's going to do it. I don't know if she's going to be able to do it. But if food prices are going up the way that they're going up, and you know they're going up, you tell me that the prices are going up. If that's the case, who is going to be going over to the food bank who's going to be dropping off canned corn, beans, stuff like that, powdered milk? Who's going to do that? Who can afford to do it? It's tough for the people already. And I know people like to give. I like to give. We are, as a nation, we are a giving people. But we give when we've got something to give or we have some type of excess. I'm not sure that there's excess going around in food right now. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope so. And maybe the earlier caller is on point that you can get great meals at these food banks, soup kitchens, whatever they are. And, you know, the meal that she talked about sounds really good if you're into bacon and sausage and eggs and the stuff that she was talking about. I mean, it sounds like a great buffet. But people are hoping that they can take whatever they're getting and go home and cook on their own stove. 508-996-0500, Brian. This is Brian's Beat.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is WBSM.
The government may be shut down. Legitimate business funding remains open. See for yourself at legitimatebusinessfunders.com. Legitimatebusinessfunders.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. 800-221-6085. That's 800-221-6085.
Back to Brian's Beat.
Actually, yes, I'm going to get her in trouble with this, but I actually asked her once. I said, so Miriam, I know you love Israel. What do you love more, the United States or Israel? She refused to answer. That means, that might mean Israel, I must say.
Well, government shutdown or not, my guess is Israel will get what they need. Government shutdown or not, I'm not sure that the people here in the United States, U.S. citizens will get their SNAP benefits. You know, I'm perfectly satisfied, but I often crouch what I say when it comes to getting something from the government. If the government can giveth, the government can taketh away. And in this particular case, and look, I get it, and I know that our military is important and they should be paid. But you have to believe that there are people that are saying, well, look, I'm important too. And I'm looking for food. I've got a family to feed. See, that's the problem. When we decide that we're going to feed X amount of people, we do whatever means test that they do to try to figure out, well, who qualifies and Who doesn't? And then you end up with this welfare state. And worst thing about it, from a colored person perspective here, just about every time you see people that are in a welfare line or a food pantry type line, they are people of color. And yet, time and again, government statistics show that there are more white folk on welfare, I'm not sure about the food stamp program, so I'm not going to say that one, but on welfare in general. I'd love to say I'm making this stuff up, but I think you know that I'm not. 508-996-0500. So what happens when November comes around and there is no money and the 1.1 million people here in the Commonwealth, the 42 million people nationwide, don't get their SNAP benefits? Do you think something bad will happen? Do you think folks will just sit at home and think, oh, it'll be out next week? 508-996-0500. That's how you can get onto the program. Sorry, I missed you there. I would like to think that people will be peaceful. And I think folks are willing to go a week or two. You know, here's a classic. Here's a real classic. We have seen before our very eyes, especially if you watch on YouTube, but even some of the major news media carried what was going on in the Gaza Strip over the past several months. And the starvation that was purposely starving people. Do you think that 1.1 million people here, 42 million in the United States, do you think that they could survive without food for, oh, let's say, 3 weeks? Never mind 6 months, but for 3 weeks. I think it would be very difficult. Governor Healey, she's going to be meeting with her anti-hunger strike force, which I had no idea that there was even such a beast out there. My guess is they're all tied into the government, whether they are an NGO type thing or they are employed by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She is going to meet with her anti-hunger strike force to talk about what they can do to feed families. What do you think they're going to do? Where are they going to get the food from? Or are they going to take some education dollars? Are they going to somehow, some way, put more food in schools? And that way have people go into the schools at night for dinner, maybe earlier for breakfast, and then the grown-ups leave and the kids are there for school. What do you think is, how do you think this is going to play out? Because it's playing right now, and there are people, your neighbors. If you live on a street that has 4 or 5 blocks, chances are there are a family or two, but there is a family or two that is on food stamps. You might know them, you might not know them, but they're there. How is this going to play out? Hello.
Okay. How are you?
I'm okay. Your phone's kind of funny.
Oh, I'm back. I'm off the speaker.
Okay, there we go.
So who could end this like the quickest?
Who could end what, the shutdown?
Yeah.
Oh, I think either party could end it very quickly. I don't know that either party wants to.
that's not true. The holdouts are the ones that are actually holding this up. It's been, you know, the Republicans have voted it through to their, as far as they can go. And what the holdouts are Democrats. So if you look at it for the fastest result to feed people, and that then Democrats need to get in and vote and continue the government. And if they want to renegotiate, because they're still under Biden's budget. And I understand that there's a lot of things they want to talk about and bring back in and et cetera, et cetera. But if you want to feed people, it's a pretty simple thing. And it's probably going to be Trump that's going to have to come in and say something about it. But, you know, I think the turning point in this thing is going to be, at least from what I can see, is when the military can't get paid. And because right now you're on half pay for air traffic controllers. So most of them are still working. But when you get to no pay for air traffic controllers, that's a big problem. So I think that's going to
no
be
no pay, no show.
Yeah. And I think that's a problem for everybody. I mean, SNAP benefits are definitely, I mean, every benefit's a problem if you don't get it, right? I mean, there's no luxury in these programs. I mean, I guess a lot of people complain that too many of the wrong people get these programs. But if you're on it and you're counting on it, you've got to get it, right?
Yes. And but to answer your question, I think the Republicans and the Democrats are playing a game here. It's a chess game. And your way of looking at it is not incorrect. It is, in fact, it is correct. You know, if the Democrats would give in, bingo, it's over. But they're playing a chess game. They're not playing checkers. All right.
The
longer that they hold out, and if people go hungry, they're not going to be looking at the Democrats. They're going to be looking at the Republicans.
The last 13 continuing resolutions Democrats voted for, this is the one that they didn't vote for because they want something. And Chuck Schumer is in a bind because AOC has already talked about primarying him, and they've already, you know, need to get the old guys out. You know, look what's going on with Markey. That's the theme. We need to get the old guys out. Let's get the new guys in. Nobody wants to get stuck behind a Biden anymore in the Democratic Party. It's pretty embarrassing. So legacy Democrats are going to be primaried, and Chuck Schumer doesn't want to get out. He could step aside and then make the vote and, you know, say, screw you guys, but he doesn't want to leave. So, yeah, I think it's not great on both sides, but I think the Democrats can solve it quicker if they really care about the people that they're worrying about. But I don't really think they care about the people that they're talking about. I think what they care about is their agenda.
You're absolutely, it is about the agenda. Many thanks. I've right. Got to just get on to somebody else before we say sayonara for today. Hello.
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 As an American, if I have breakfast or lunch, I would be starving by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I would be in trouble because we're so used to eating. We would be really, really in dire straits. I can see trouble coming on the horizon. Somebody's trying to light that dynamite that will make chaos in America. And if they say, well, we're not going to feed people, that's a huge, huge problem that's going to come on the horizon. When I was young, in the 50s, my mother always said, we don't have much, but there's always food on the table. That was the number one thing my mother bought. She didn't buy jewelry, tattoos, nothing else. It was food for us. And my grandmother would always come near 5 o'clock. She would come visit all the time, my mother's mother. And one time, she always ate the little leftovers that my mother had. My mother could make one extra plate for my vava. And my mother one time said, Ma, I don't have enough food for you. And that's when I realized. I said, I don't want to eat. Ma, I don't want to eat. I don't like that. She goes, that's your favorite food. I says, I don't feel like eating it today. I let my grandmother have it. And when I think back, it's like, boy, I was a kind of a mature little girl to do that. Because then I realized I could survive on milk and saltine crackers. That was my go-to meal.
Funny you should say saltines. I had some today.
Yes, but they used to last long and not get so stale so fast. I don't know what happened. When I was young, saltines were, you know, my mother didn't always buy them, but they were always fresh. I don't understand what they put the ingredients. I think it was preservatives.
Gotcha. Hey, thank
but
you.
I'm still here.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Unbelievable. So we'll be watching this over the next week or two. Earlier caller is right. The Democrats could end it very quickly by capitulating. And maybe they will. I don't know if they will or won't. I think this is a game of chess. And I can tell you one thing. The 535 members of Congress, in particular, the 100 U.S. senators, they're not starving. They're not thinking about food stamps for themselves. It's a power game for them, and that's where their head is at. Thank you much.
Give me liberty or give me death.
WBSM.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Low-cost air helps you find the best airfares, foreign and domestic. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085. Low-cost air, 800-221-6085.
Call 508-996-0500. Back to Brian's Beat.
Thomas Sowell and Justice Clarence Thomas are far better black role models to celebrate than Martin Luther King. Period. End of story.
Well, Charlie, if that's the case, I guess you may have sold a couple of people on it. I'm not quite sure how many black people you sold on it, though. But I tend to agree with them. Thomas and not me, Thomas, Clarence Thomas and Thomas Sowell. They are great role models. 58 degrees in Carver, 57 in Westport, 59 in New Bedford. I'm Brian. It's been a pleasure. We will do it again tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Tim gets you kicked off tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., right here.